Simon Pei Halacha Mem Hey. Hadarachahu, it's common. Kshatzrichel Nukshar is a davar b'shnei chutim ayim shichos. When people need to tie something with two threads or strings that will be joined together, or when they pass a single thread or string through some object, and tie the two ends together in the manner of a belt, they make a double knot, one knot over another. Because with one knot, would not be securely held with one knot. Also, losses came. A Shabbos, you're not allowed to do this on Shabbos. Shnik sharm zel gabize, two, a double knot or one knot over another. I feel whatever shadarka latir by bayam, even an item that one commonly unties within the day and it's not kept forever. And you have to be careful. With regarding a kerchief that's tied around one's neck. We compare it to a scarf, shalasis by Shabbos, shnei sharm, not to make a double knot in it on Shabbos. Achim erev Shabbos lo yiyu by shnei sharm, and similarly, you should see that immediately before Shabbos, you shouldn't make a double knot in it as well. Then kain asalatiyu by Shabbos kula kamon, because then it'd be usher to untie it on Shabbos, which we will see below in the next sif. Now we're going to discuss a situation where even a single knot is asr. It's asr to make a single knot on one end of a thread or a string. To take two ends and join them, one next to the other. And to make one joint knot with both ends together. Asr. It's also, since in this instance, even a single knot is a kesher shel kayama. A single knot with a bow. As for making a bow knot by tying two ends of a string to each other with one knot and then tying a bow on it, like we do with our shoes. If it's something that's commonly untied within the day, it's mutter. Vimlav asr. If not, then it's asr. Afilim hu daita latira bay. Even if it happens to be that he's making the knot, he intends to untie it within the day. If it's usually not untied in the day, he should not. He should not. No pun intended. A double bow. Avalasis bay based on niva zel gabi zel mutter. To make two bows, one over the other, without a knot beneath it, is permitted. I feel harbor even to make more than two. I filmed that to Shamba Yamarabin because this type of bow is not a bow that lasts forever. Halacha mem vav. Kesher shasurim la soisa, a knot that one is usher to make on Shabbos. Kesher kaza asurim gan kain lahatir is a type of knot that also may not be untied. Malkum tsar, however, in a situation where leaving the knot intact will cause pain. We can permit untying it through a guy. Halacha mem zayin. Derech ha-chayyotim. It's the practice of tailor. Shekodim shetoyfim asabega karoi. That before sewing a garment properly. Mechabrim asachatichos betfiras meruvachos. They baste the sections of the garment to each other with wide stitches. V'achach mesirin asachutim elu hatfiras. And afterwards, after sewing the sections together properly, they remove the threads of these wide stitches. It's also to take these out on Shabbos. Since removing these threads is the last step in repairing the garment, it's included in the Isser of Makapathish, which is striking a final blow.